It's time once again to bring in our friend Oscar Espina Ruiz, who is the artistic director at Music Mountain in Falls Village, as they have another great weekend coming up this weekend. Good morning there, Oscar. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you, Marshall?
Can't complain. Another beautiful weekend, another beautiful weather weekend for a lot to go on. And this weekend, you've got two shows that are coming up at Music Mountain. We'll start off, of course, fresh off their big successful run, Michael Berkeley's Divas, which came to Sharon Playhouse with two sold-out shows. Michael Berkeley and friends present No Time Like Showtime, and it's No Time, pardon me, Like a No Tune Like a Show Tune, which is coming up Saturday at 5 o'clock at Music Mountain.
Yes, that's right. So they're going to be celebrating the award-winning songs from the Tonys, Oscars, Emmys, Grammys, and Country Music Awards. They have a new member, Katie Weiser, is going to join them. And as always, this is really a hot ticket at Music Mountain year after year. I can't wait for Michael Berkeley to be back with his friends.
Yeah, he mixes some incredible talents, and over his 20 years of doing productions in and around the area, has assembled quite a staff of people that he can count on to put on some incredible shows. So that's Saturday night at 5 o'clock at Music Mountain. But then coming up on August the 4th on Sunday, the Emerson String Quartet returns.
Yes, this is a hot chamber music ticket. So the Emerson String Quartet, I mean, is one of the premier string quartets in America, truly an American string quartet formed nearly 40 years ago, or more than 40 years ago, 1976. So, I mean, the first American string quartet to sign up with Deutsche Grammophon, the recording label in Germany, and with a tremendous career. It's coming back to Music Mountain. We can't wait. They have a diverse program of Mozart, Dvorak, and Shostakovich. And really, really, this is a very special one. Something unusual about this program is they come alone, no guest pianist, and that's fine. I mean, this is going to be very much focused on the string quartet repertoire, and that's very exciting always. So definitely a great concert. I must say, also a sponsored concert for those listening that may say, I would love to, you know, sponsor a concert. This is one sponsored concert. So, you know, thanks to the generous sponsorship of an attendee to the concerts, Emerson is coming back, and we will all enjoy them. It's going to be really fantastic.
You know, when you say sponsor a concert, I don't think people realize that Music Mountain is a 501c3. It is there. It operates more than just the concerts people see. People go in residence. There's buildings to maintain and everything like that. And that's what's so important for the public support, and also underwriting and sponsorship support for Music Mountain.
Thank you so much for bringing that up, Marshall. It's very true. And you know, nonprofits, we are all the time looking at connecting with our supporters and, you know, bringing about new ways to raise funding. By the way, a big shout out to the board of Music Mountain that put together a great silent auction now, I guess, 8 days ago and raised over $7,000 just off the bat like that over one weekend. We're really, really working very hard and being very creative, but then sponsoring at the same time becomes a very motivating, very exciting way for certain donors to give. And, well, that's great. I mean, somebody feels really, really good about helping us bring a great group to Music Mountain. They feel great about it, and we all enjoy the concert. It's a win-win situation. We used to have a donor that sponsored the Vince Giordano concerts on Saturdays at Music Mountain. Then he passed away. So we didn't have that sponsorship anymore, and we have been missing Giordano. So Vince Giordano. So sponsoring a concert is a really great way to help us out. A great nonprofit, 90 years old, right here in Falls Village, was really bringing talent from all over the states and bringing audience from all over the states in person and via our broadcast.
And another thing,
please support us. Yes.
Yeah, another thing I didn't realize is that if people want to do something like this, they can do this. You can sponsor a seat at Music Mountain as well.
Yes, that's actually very true, Marshall. We have these naming rights that we started. This was an idea of Nick Gordon. And he really, touched a core there. And many people really feel so attached to Music Mountain because they have been attending concerts for decades that they say, well, of course I would love to put the name on the seat where I have enjoyed over all these years this magnificent concert. And they are sponsoring in that way. And as you said, I mean, Music Mountain, that's a lot for the community. We have 4 buildings, the first fiddle house, second fiddle house, viola house, cello house. You probably guessed it because they were built for the original founding Gordon string quartet, one house for each member. And then Gordon Hall to rehearse and perform. But nowadays, these houses are basically dormitories for our artists and our students who come from all over the country to Music Mountain to practice, and also rehearse and be mentored and inspired by the artists that play on Sundays. So we are training the future generations of chamber musicians. And then even younger audiences, every spring, this also is a wonderful idea that Nick Gordon had. We are bringing up to the mountain all the third and fourth graders of Region 1 schools in Connecticut to enjoy a real concert, something that many of them have never experienced, and enjoy it in Gordon Hall. That is a very special place with wonderful acoustics at Music Mountain. So we do a host of things for the community, and we certainly present some of the premier ensembles in the country and great music, great chamber music on Sundays, and great jazz and more on Saturdays. Yeah, that's Music Mountain.
Well, this weekend, once again, it is Michael Berkeley and No Tune Like a Show Tune on Saturday at 5. And then Sunday, of course, the Emerson String Quartet. But next week, you have the Wolverine Jazz Band and then the St. Petersburg String Quartet.
Yeah, so the Wolverine Jazz Band, they come out of Boston, and this will be a premiere for them at Music Mountain for the first time. And they very much align with the jazz that we present for big band, mostly jazz from the 1920s and 30s, a lot of New Orleans jazz, so the classics, and swing, ragtime, hot dance. That's what they will bring, Wolverine Jazz Band, on August 10th. And on the 11th of August, this is a very special program, the St. Petersburg String Quartet, and no typo there, because we've had the St. Petersburg Piano Quartet for several years since the quartet disbanded, but they're coming back together. This is a Music Mountain favorite, the St. Petersburg String Quartet, coming back together for our 90th anniversary, and more special yet, bringing 2 pieces from the original season of Music Mountain, it works by Turina and Ravel, and then throwing into that mix a piano quintet by Gubaidulina. And, Marshall, we think of Ravel today like a classical composer like Beethoven or Mozart, but when the Gordon String Quartet played Ravel at Music Mountain, well, Ravel was a living composer. He was still alive, and so was Turina. So 2 living composers were performed at Music Mountain in 1930 at the founding season, and we are bringing them back on August 11th together with another living composer. Obviously, today Turina and Ravel are not with us any longer, but Gubaidulina is. She took after Shostakovich. She is the premier composer from Russia and a beloved composer internationally. And that's the program on August 11th by the St. Petersburg string quartet. I can't wait for that one.
You know, years ago when we first started, WKZE AM, in studio, we had, and this is back in 1987, we had the St. Petersburg String Quartet actually play in the studio.
Wow, there you go.
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable is all I can tell you. So, the next 2 weekends coming up at Music Mountain. Tickets and information at musicmountain.org or the box office at 860-824-7126. We'll have another great weekend, Oscar, and we'll speak to you once again next week.
You too. Great pleasure, Marshall. Thank you.
Take care. That is Oscar Ruiz, the artistic director at Music Mountain, musicmountain.org.